weddings get booked, that this nightly rental is used exclusively for weddings and the bridal parties and the people who come for the weddings. I suppose if we know that a wedding's not going to happen on a particular weekend, we could, on a last-minute basis, open the place up for the general public to stay at the nightly rental. But that's not what we want. We want to make sure that this project only works if weddings are being booked in the venue. Does that make sense? Yeah. In terms of traffic, I don't think this is going to generate a great deal of traffic. There'll be traffic coming to the venue on the days of the weddings. The venue will be designed to have a maximum of 120 people in the wedding venue. And on the parcel we've asked to be zoned R1 because of the size of the parcel, approximately 3 acres, we could put one house on there, and that's what we'd like to rent out. In terms of traffic and noise, I think that any traffic generated by the wedding venue would pale in comparison to the amount of traffic on Jones Road that happens when you have concerts at Johnny Morris's concert venue. Because the access to the VIP parking is down Jones Road. And also, when there are concerts at Johnny Morris's at Thunder Ridge, you can hear just loud and clear and precisely from this spot. In terms of wastewater, that would be locally permitted. So if your wastewater system takes on more than 3,000 gallons per day on the maximum, then it would be permitted by the DNR. But the DNR anticipates that if there's a nightly rental, that property will use 120 gallons per bedroom per day, peak flow. And so because we're not going to have 25 bedrooms in the nightly rental, the permitting goes back to John Suti here at Taney County Environmental for the wastewater. In terms of the well, we'll have to build a well for this property. And, of course, we'll meet all those state and local standards. The wedding venue itself will be 4,300 square feet in size. We have already committed to quiet hours starting at 10 p.m. We'll not have a restaurant here, but if people are having a banquet at the wedding venue, we will have them cater in their own food and beverage. So we won't be cooking or making any food on site. So I think that's it.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. Jeremy Doughton-Hahn.
Address, sir? You're the owner of the property?
Yes, sir. 165-200 and 250 Siler. Just a little more history is I originally came for NR1 zoning, and the response from the commission was it was too big of a plat, right? So that was the purpose of the replat, was to go back and say, hey, with precision, I can commit this is only one house, right? I think that the consensus, we were trying to do two houses. At the time, there wasn't the same density requirement for NR1, so the commission said, we can't commit to it, that's too many. So that was why it was all replatted, so we could come here and say, this is about one house. I've also got the advantage of going back and listening to when we originally asked for this back in 2021, really understanding and just seeing the input from the community, because it's really it's eye-opening to hear the woman I was speaking on the last case just talk about how much it means to her and the impact of the community. And when I bought this piece of land, I did so originally to, you know, shoot guns and make a fire with my kids. Then all of a sudden you started hearing the pop 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 from the shooting range nonstop, right? That was a change. The entrance now, the VIP parking for Thunder Ridge, is right over there. So that doesn't lead to cars backed up on Jones Road unless someone's told you can't park here. You got to go around. But it's 20 concerts a year, and if you drive into the VIP parking and you look around and see the number of cars, the community has changed. Right? So that's my respectful argument back to this guy wants another house. I've got one. He wants to have a party barn and build a second. That's the extent of the other two lots. There's a beautiful little mini cave. Water. It's amazing. Nothing will happen on those two lots. This is the extent of our development. The other comment in the last session was people at the end of the road, the family said, well, there is no turnaround. If people leave my house and they go to the end of Siler, this was before like the road standards were created, so they have to turn around at someone's property down here. Again, I'm trying to come with solutions to say, I would be willing to give the county an easement on the southeast corner of this lot to where they could put a turnaround right here in a big sign saying, you know, no bozos beyond this point kind of thing, right? So all of that traffic stays there to the west. And the last comment that came up in the last session was the size of the road. And Siler Road at the point where this entrance is, it's 18.9 feet wide, and it's 19.5 feet wide on Jones Road. So we're talking about Siler Road is not one full foot smaller than Jones, and Jones accommodates traffic like you have never seen, right? And if there's any confusion, just drive into the VIP and see the thousands of cars. So I guess I respectfully ask, understanding that the people who've lived their whole life here, they don't want to have a negative impact on their day-to-day life, and neither do I. And I will make any accommodation to support my desire to have the second house in the party barn for us to have, you know, friends fun with our friends and family. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any questions for the applicant before I sit down?
As far as a house and a party, are we talking about, I'm a little confused on a couple things. So
yes, so there is, we have a current, we have NR1 here, we have a CUP for an event space here. Uh-huh. We're only asking for one house on NR1 at the north side. That is the extent of today's request.
So is the party barn the same as the wedding venue, or are those two separate things?
So the idea is the person, we want to hold that app. That won't be listed on Airbnb because we're hoping that the wedding party has that date and they say, we want the package that includes accommodations. Now, if there is not an event scheduled for that date, then absolutely I would list that publicly on the listing sites.
I get your clarification on your question.
Did I not answer? Maybe I'm misunderstanding.
When Jim referred to the party barn, he was referring to the event, the wedding venue.
Okay, that's my question. Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. I think the CUP title was it event space or did it say wedding venue for the CUP?
Wedding/event center.
Okay, event center. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other questions for the applicant before we move forward?
No.
Okay. I would ask at this time, is there anyone else here that wishes to speak in favor of the project or the rezone request? Let Mr. Davis get his things there. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in opposition to the rezone request that we have in front of us? Sir, please step up, state your name and your address, please.
Ricky Daniels, 737 Siler Road.
Can you pull his...
Look down at the end.
Okay.
And the part of the turnaround down there is actually county, where the
is that what you're speaking of, or further down?
Right there where you're at.
Okay.
The county road ends just right past here, right in there. We've had several instances of people in the Nightly going out for their walk, going on a private property. You know, there's a county sign at the upper end of Siler that says dead end. I've had a few instances of people going for their daily walk or whatever on Siler Road. Road isn't marked. No, it's not striped. There's one area there where I did meet two people and a car coming up behind them, and I was meeting them in the front that were walking. Got to be a pretty dangerous situation. The pedestrian traffic is a concern. You know, I don't know how much more would be generated. The Thunder Ridge traffic, it's going to happen. You know, I don't know how much more will be generated with the wedding, or, you know, how many vehicles are expected. I think it may have been answered as far as the sewer, but there's a lot of area wells that are running dry, both Thunder Ridge and all that. Does the county have any plans to potentially have county water to these?
So we don't have public utilities.
Right. But is there any, I mean, as a property owner and wells going dry because of development, that is another concern.
Understood.
You know, the statements made earlier about the county and the number of nightly rentals, you know, is that the way the county is going, or can we keep a little peace and quiet? And I'm not saying I'm totally opposed to it. I just think that there needs to be maybe things better drawn out or answered. You know, it's my family has been at the end of that road since 1966, and my grandparents had it to join the Arkansas line, you know, going back into the early 1900s. And so much has changed that it's, I'm not saying change is bad, but as long as it's regulated. It's been brought up, the traffic on Jones Road's already dangerous enough. You know, that's...
And I agree with that.
You know, and I think Gary over here can... He's got a front row seat of the way the traffic runs up and down that road. And I'm afraid the more, and whether it be this one or future ones in that area, it's just going to do nothing but get worse. The one hill there, I don't know a solution to it. I liked it, got hit head on the other day by somebody. I don't know where they were from. They had their phone up here. I assume looking at the map, right at the crest of the hill. You know, so if the traffic, if something can be done to slow it down or limit it, it would be a lot safer for everybody that lives down that area. All right, that's it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. Sir, anyone else that wishes to speak in opposition to this project? Mr. Jones, did you have anything to add? No? Okay. Do you have any questions for the applicant, Commissioner Keyes?
I don't think so.
Do you have something, sir? Yeah, I haven't closed the public hearing yet, so I'm open to discussion. I'm sitting here reviewing.
I know I can't address Mr. Daniels directly. I just, you know, to respond to his comments, I take everything he says incredibly seriously because, I mean, it impacts my family as well. We want to be a positive change. I think this one may be unique in that, because with the CUP, it now has to have a separate driveway. The meandering, you know, fake articulation of the road, it's over 1,000 feet, no matter how you splice this. So I'm hoping on this particular request that the driveway is so long that people wouldn't think to go walk on Siler or Jones because it's, you know, it's over 1,000 feet just to get to the street. So that might be one accommodating control in this situation.